پایگاه فرهنگی اطلاع رسانی راسخون.
To complete our story of ASP.NET server-side controls and binding, we need to go over the declarative data mining model as well. So we started off with the interspersed script notation. We talked about how you can remove a lot of the script by using server-side controls, and we talked about how you can remove a lot of your code in your server-side pages by using data binding, so we didn't have to interact with the controls in such a fine-grained way. So version 2.0 of ASP.NET actually introduced yet another enhancement to this server-side data binding model called declarative data binding. And we'll spend much more time looking at the details of this in a later module, but I just wanted to preview it for you. So the idea behind declarative data binding is that instead of manually setting the data source and calling data bind yourself, you hand it off to another control. And in this particular case, we're going to be using the object data source control. Now, there are several different data source controls in ASP.NET. There's the SQL data source, the XML data source, etc. The object data source is the one that lets you point to a class definition and say, go get your data from here. And the way you point to it is you give it the name of the class that you want to use right here, and then you tell it the method you want it to use to retrieve data. And it will then go invoke that method on this class to return the list of items. Now, what I'm doing in my example here is I'm going to return a list that looks very similar to our previous lists just by using the yield return operator that builds up an enumerable implementation for us and iterating across the item count. I also will keep a static count of items here so that we can refer to that. So let's go ahead and try this out. Let me just point out one of the motivations behind this, which is the class. Now your page will not have to have any code in it whatsoever. You have now isolated the data access code into a separate class, which you can include as part of your project, or you can bring it in as a separate assembly, whichever makes sense for you. So we've really separated the concerns of the page to be exclusively about presentation and isolated the data access into a secondary class on our site. So let's go ahead and try this out. So back here is my Hello ASPX page. What I'm going to do at this point is save this as a new file, so we keep that older one as it was, so we can refer to it later if we want to. And I'm going to start by getting rid of all of our server-side script code, because that's now going to be handled for us by this declarative data source. And now let's go and put the server-side, the actual class definition in place. Now, I'm going to have to preview a directory for you, one of the special directories in ASP.NET called app_code. This is a directory that is specially named, where if you place any source code files into this directory, they will be implicitly compiled as part of the request processing in ASP.NET, and you can refer to those classes in any of your pages. So I'm just going to go create a new source code file here called itemsdatasource.cs, and let's go ahead and edit that, and I have the class definition I'd like to use right here, basically from the slide, but I've included a couple of namespaces we need to get it running. And I've also included a public static property to access the item count value, so we can refer to that. Okay, let's go ahead and get this wired up. So let me grab also the object data source declaration, place that into our page here next to the bulleted list, and then we need to wire it up to the bulleted list by setting the data source ID equal to under items data source, like so. So those two are now associated, and when this control needs the data to present, it will go query this object data source, which in turn will go query this class's get items method. The one last thing I need to change is the retrieval of the static items count down here, which is no longer going to be local. It's going to be part of this class definition. So I'm going to access it through this item count property, which we see right here, and call toString on that. Okay, so notice my code is gone. I've placed my code into the secondary source code file dropped within the app code directory, and I'm relying on the declarative data binding model to supply the items collection for this bulleted list. So let's try hitting this page again, remembering that it's hello2.aspx and not hello. And fortunately, it looks pretty much the same, which is a good sign. So this is all being bound using declarative data binding now, and that's retrieved via that class's static property definition.